Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. On our show this week, we listen to music from the Oscar-nominated movie Les Miserables, and we tell about the movies and performers nominated for Academy Awards. But first, we visit a digital work of art near Washington, D.C. How do you represent yourself online? Who are you when you are out in the real world? How are your two selves connected? And how do they interact with the global nature of the Internet? These are the kinds of questions that led to the creation of an art installation called Wi-Fi, currently on exhibit at the Artisphere in Arlington, Virginia. Christopher Cruz takes us to the show.
Narrow lines of light streak across the wall. Circles of light float up the wall like bubbles, turning on and off. Lighted images of the faces of visitors are captured in round virtual frames on another wall. Messages about wireless communication activity appear and disappear, and cubes for seating light up and go dark in no immediately recognizable pattern. The visual experience of the Wi-Fi show at Artisphere is enough to make visitors glad they went. It is bright and beautiful. But the exhibit also raises interesting questions about the connections among the Internet, the individual, and online society. Digital artists Lala Maran and Chris Coleman created the Wi-Fi installation. They are both professors at the University of Denver in Colorado. The project began at Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art, where the curator asked for a work that explored the issue of diversity. Chris Coleman says he and Maran decided to center on technological diversity. He says Boulder is generally high-tech, but he says there are also large parts of the city that are disconnected from technology.
So we wanted to have a little bit of dialogue about that. And we decided to not just have a critical conversation about technology and people's access to it, as well as the way that we're treating each other in these technological venues, but also to try and navigate and describe a pathway for making that technological space a better place for everyone to exist in.
Wi-Fi is not just an art piece, its creators say on their Wi-Fi website. It is also a social movement. The name is a mix of the words Wi-Fi and we.
Wi-Fi describes the invisible internet network that allows us all to connect to the global, you know, marketplace and idea space, to Wi-Fi. So it's a space that we're all collectively existing in. It's about how we exist together and how we affect each other and how we shape each other's lives in this new space.
The show traveled from Boulder to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and then to Rosario, Argentina, before it came to Washington. The look of the exhibit changes for each new location, with images of buildings and landscape from the area.
We refashioned the entire show because the conversation is about how we're globally interconnected, but also about how we all have an exchange that's local and physical as well. And so the whole goal of the installation is to have you confront your existence in the physical and the digital space at the same time.
Chris Coleman says visitor reactions to the show differed in ways that seemed connected to the place it was in. He says Argentinians provided an especially interesting reception.
Argentina is a few years behind in the sort of broad acceptance of technology into their lives. And so they were asking really pointed questions about whether or not they should be accepting the sort of things that we already take for granted in the U.S. So that was a very powerful experience for us.
Chris Coleman says he and Lala Moran are in early talks about a possible Wi-Fi exhibit in Taiwan. He says a visit there would be exciting. But mostly, he just hopes the show keeps moving.
I'd love to see it everywhere. It's an experience that has more power the more people we're able to share it with.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences surprised no one Thursday when it nominated Lincoln for Best Picture. The Civil War film received more Academy Award nominations than any other film released last year. Academy voters will likely have a difficult time making their choices. There are many excellent movies to choose from and some great performances in a year that produced more money for Hollywood than any other year. Lincoln received a total of 12 award nominations, including one for Best Picture. Life of Pi was second, with 11 Oscar nominations. The film Silver Linings Playbook, about a man rebuilding his life after a stay in a mental hospital, received nominations for Best Director, Best Movie, and Best Adapted Screenplay. It also was nominated for all four major acting awards. There were 9 other Best Picture nominees, including Beasts of the Southern Wild, Zero Dark Thirty, Amour, Argo, Les Miserables, and Django Unchained. The James Bond movie Skyfall received 5 Oscar nominations. That is more than any other Bond film. But, like every other movie starring the British secret agent over the past 50 years, it was not nominated for Best Picture. The second biggest worldwide ticket seller, the Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, did not receive any nominations at all. The star of Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis, and the star of Les Miserables, Hugh Jackman, were nominated for the Best Actor Award. Also nominated were Denzel Washington for his performance in Flight, Bradley Cooper for Silver Linings Playbook, and Joaquin Phoenix for his work in The Master. Jessica Chastain was nominated for Best Actress for her work in Zero Dark Thirty. Also nominated were Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook and Naomi Watts for The Impossible, about a family caught in a tsunami. 9-year-old Quavenjene Wallace of Beast of the Southern Wild was another nominee. She is the youngest person to ever receive an Oscar nomination. Amour star Emmanuelle Riva was also nominated for Best Actress. At 85, she is the oldest person ever to be nominated. The 5,856 voting members of the Academy can start voting February 8th. The 85th Academy Awards will be presented February 24th in Hollywood.
Valjean, at last, we see each other plain, Monsieur Le Maire.
This week, the album from the Oscar-nominated movie Les Miserables went to number 2 on Billboard's Top 200 Albums chart. The recording was just released on December 21st. Some critics are wondering if the fast-rising movie soundtrack will oust Taylor Swift's album Red from the number one position. Faith Lapidus has more on Les Miserables and some of its best performances.
The movie is based on a Broadway musical that was, in turn, based on the book Les Miserables by the 19th century French writer Victor Hugo. The story tells about the troubled lives of several poor, unlucky people. One is Jean Valjean, a criminal hiding his identity from the police as he struggles to become a better person. Hugh Jackman plays Valjean in the movie. Here, he performs the confrontation with Russell Crowe, who plays the police inspector seeking Valjean.
Before you say another word, Javert, before you chain me up like a slave again, listen to me. There is something I must do. This woman leaves behind a suffering child. There is none but me who can intercede. In mercy's name, 3 days are all I need. Then I'll return. I pledge my word. Then I'll return.
You must think me mad. I've hunted you across the years. Man like you can never change. A man such as you.
Anne Hathaway also stars in Les Miserables as the poor single mother, Fantine. Critics strongly praised her acting in the film, but they seemed even more excited by Hathaway singing, especially in this song, I Dreamed a Dream.
I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. And I was young and unafraid. Some dreams were made, used, wasted. There was no ransom to be paid. No song unsung, no wine untasted. The tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dream to shame.
The songs in the film Les Miserables were not pre-recorded, as they are in most movie musicals. All the singing was done live on the movie set during filming. Two actors perform the part of Cosette, Fantine's daughter. 10-year-old Isabel Allen plays Cosette as a little girl. Les Miserables is the young Briton's first film. We leave you with Isabel Allen singing Castle on a Cloud.
There is a castle on a cloud. I like to go there in my sleep. Aren't any floors for me to sweep? Not in my castle on a cloud. There is a lady all in white. Holds me and sings a lullaby. She's nice to see and she's soft to touch. She says, Cosette.